You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If your child suffered a serious birth injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Hopefully you don't have to make that phone call, but if you do, Elk and Elk will take care of you. 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And we'll bring in our producer now, Mr. Jason Gibbs, for the second part of our offseason awards.
Number one.
All right, guys, part two of our awards. The one player you are most looking to see once the pads come on is...
Danny Shelton. Danny Shelton is the guy that I look forward to seeing in pads the most. First of all, because he's ginormous without pads. I want to see what he looks like with pads. And then as he will begin to practice against one of the top five offensive lines in all of football, who's... culture is to run the football. How dominant of a role will he play as a penetrator? What packages will he be featured in? And that's why I want to see him in pads.
I want to see Barkevious Mingo once the pads come on. He's going to be eligible to go in training camp. I want to see what he can do. He's basically called out by his coaches last week. I think he's a former sixth overall pick playing for, you know, his playing time and his football life right now. So I want to see what he can do when the pads come on.
I'm interested. I'm throwing a total wild card out here, but a guy that Jim O'Neill's raved about last week, Scott Solomon.
Yeah, bloodbath.
We're hearing so much about this guy, but we took a lot of guys. We drafted a lot of guys. We brought in a lot of guys, and I want to see if he can maintain, you know, what he's done to this point. It all changes once the pads come on, in my opinion. Can he sustain the success that he's had?
Yes.
Yes, as in you're looking forward to it, or yes, he can't?
I am looking forward to it, and yes, I believe he can.
All right, then.
But I got to see it.
Confident little guy. Hey, there it is. That's what I like to hear.
But I got to see it.
You got to see it. Number two today, guys. Give me the one undrafted rookie who makes this team. Call him the Taylor Gabriel Award and makes a contribution to this team.
You know, this is so hard. I'm, you know, going through the undrafted free agents. Who's the safety that you mentioned?
Deontay Saunders.
Simply because Deontay Saunders has made the biggest splash, he's probably the most likely to make the team. But as you look at this roster, there's not much push or pull for these guys to have a shot on this team.
Yeah, where do they have a shot?
That's what I mean. And as I mentioned earlier, next year, undrafted free agents won't want to come to Cleveland because there's not going to be an opportunity to make the team. That's the whole reason you want to sign somewhere is, hey, they've been down. They give me an opportunity to live out my dream and play in the NFL. So I'll go with Saunders simply because he's made the biggest splash thus far. But we've got second, third, fourth-year players that are going to struggle to make this team this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think the other guy who stood out as an undrafted free agent this year would be Dylan Wynn, the defensive lineman from Oregon State. He's the only other one that, yeah, I think has flashed a lot. There are some corners in that they like, but I think they're just too deep at corner for one of those undrafted guys to make it. I think Deontay Saunders is going to have a tough time making it. Dylan Wynn's going to have a tough time making it. You know, if they decided they thought maybe an EJ Bibbs at tight end was enough, you know, to maybe not justify paying a Jim Dre, I just don't see that happening. I think it's going to be really hard. Is there anybody that stood out to you really other than Saunders or Dylan Wynn?
No, I was with you on Wynn. I just didn't.
And to think about an undrafted guy making it on this D-line seems pretty crazy, too.
I agree completely. And it's amazing because how many guys last year made the team that were undrafted out? Was it 18?
A ton. Connor Shaw, Robert Nelson,
lot.
Ray Agnew, Isaiah Crowell, Taylor Gabriel.
K'Wan Williams.
Yeah, we're talking two guys right now. A lot can change, obviously, through camp, but... boy, again, it goes back to the depth of this roster. And that has me excited for camp.
Yeah.
Number three, guys. Who are your offensive and defensive MVPs from last week's minicamp?
It's hard for me to go anywhere but at the quarterback position for offensive MVP. I think Josh McCown has, I said earlier in the first half of these offseason awards, he has stabilized the offensive quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns, and his play and consistency will determine how well this team can win and how well this team can score. And of course, both those things go hand in hand. As I look at a defensive MVP, I might have to say it's going to be a guy along the defensive front, which could include the outside linebacker. So I'm going to go Paul Kruger as our defensive MVP. He's been asked to do more. As we had Paul on the show, he had talked about how he's learning more aspects of the linebacker position, and that will only help him contribute more and confuse the offense a little bit more. But I think he goes double digits again in sacks is a lot of the reason why he could be defensive MVP.
I'm going to go right now. The offensive MVP has been, you talked about McCown. I'd say the other two, Taylor Gabriel and Duke Johnson, have shown that they can be big contributors and really help change this team. So I'll cite those two. And then defensively, I think Kaywan Williams has really stood out. Is he the best player on the defense? No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I think he has looked very, very good. And he has been a difference maker. Sean Gibson telling me, Joe Hayden as well, they believe he is the best nickel corner in the National Football League.
I was going to go Kaywan.
That's a pretty big statement.
It's a very big statement. Orlando Scandrick would probably be up there in terms of the best nickel corners in the league right now. Who else would it be? I mean, who's he really in competition with?
Buster Screen.
Buster. That's the one that comes to mind.
Well, he's $7 million a year cheaper than Buster Screen. But we're talking just best. I think that, yes, you're right. That would be... I think Scandrick's probably the best. I'm trying to pull it up right here and see who's kind of
going through my roster right now as we speak as well. I mean, I think Josh McCown, I think, is all of our MVPs. By the time camp was over, the offense was getting the defense's number. And that's saying something because this defense is going to be pretty good.
And that did not happen last year.
No, not at any point.
No.
But the poise he has in the pocket and his ability to see over that offensive line and find the open receiver, I was impressed. I also think Andrew Hawkins had a very fine mini camp as well.
He did. Very solid, Andrew Hawkins, yep.
Defensively, I don't know. I was trying to think of one earlier.
They all look good.
Yeah. I mean, they really – the secondary made a lot of plays.
Yes, it did.
And we've been out without a Pro Bowl safety.
True. I thought the linebackers looked pretty good, too. You know, I think Kirksey had a nice camp.
Kirksey has come along nicely. You've got Dansby. You've got Craig. Tank Carter played well. Hayes Pollard played well. Darius Eubanks struggled a little bit coming back from that shoulder, but is a great cover linebacker. So they do have a lot of talent there.
Number four.
Final question and final award of the day. More of a question. The biggest question you have going into training camp is blank.
Can we score touchdowns? And the reason why I say that is, and this is going into training camp, because if we can score touchdowns on our defense, we can score touchdowns in the regular season. So can we score touchdowns?
I was just going to say, can this offense score enough points to win games? Because this defense is going to be very, very good. Can the offense do enough to make sure that this team gets it done? That's the question.
I'm going to go on the opposite side of the ball. Can the defense stop the big play?
Oh, the big play.
We know they can stop the – we know they did a great job against the pass. The running game – you know, we talk about stopping the run game. How many of those runs were 8 yards or more? Go back to that one show that one day we talked about it when O'Neal was breaking things down. If you take away the big plays, this defense is the top three defense in the National Football League. And I still think the offense is going to have growing pains, and they're still going to have issues getting into the end zone at times. And that defense is going to have to carry them for the entire season and not just 11 or 12 games.
I think you're right. You got to stop the big play. And yes, this is going to be a defense that is going to have to carry this team. And I think they are up to the task. We'll have a better idea when they get in pads and we can see just how good this run defense can be. All right, that'll do it. We're going to wrap things up. Final segment when we come back. Last chance to get your calls, tweets in. What do you think about this team after OTAs? 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
We'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.